President Trump lashed out at the U.S. Supreme Court after it ruled some of his tariffs unconstitutional, and he doubled down on his threats against other countries and his claims that no one can limit his power.
I can destroy the trade. I can destroy the country. I'm even allowed to impose a foreign country-destroying embargo. I can embargo. I can do anything I want, but I can't charge $1.
Trump later imposed a new global tariff that Congress would have to extend in about 5 months, though the president could announce a new round of levies at that time. Many businesses are weighing the impact of the latest tariff flap, including Detroit's automakers. The head of the trade association, Mish Auto, Glenn Stevens Jr., tells WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter car companies had anticipated the Supreme Court's decision.
It was pretty much assumed that they would rule this way based on some of the preliminary arguments. We also felt that there would be a response from the administration that they might use additional or new tools if the Supreme Court ruled this way. And we have seen the president state that. I think it does reaffirm the power of Congress, according to the Constitution, in the case of this particular act. But it leaves a lot of uncertainty here with our industries and in our economies.
The High Court ruled on the so-called reciprocal tariffs on other countries, but they're still allowing levies imposed ostensibly to protect national security. The 25% tariffs on imported vehicles and auto parts still stands, except for imports covered under the North American trade deal. So in your view, how do you see this Supreme Court decision affecting the auto industry in particular?
It affects a portion of it, not by any stretch of the matter, all of the tariffs and trade that have been really put in place since January 20th of last year when the America First Trade Policy Act was issued. Yes, the Section 232 national security tariffs remain in place. The Section 301 unfair trade practice tariffs remain in place. Those are very tied heavily to China. Those are significant. But anything that did deal with this Emergency Power Act has been struck down. Now, what happens from here, we don't know. There will be court challenges. The question of will companies be able to get a rebate, so to speak, on what they paid? There was no direction from the court on that. So again, we have a lot of uncertainty moving forward. And then we have a new wild card, which we anticipated, where the president said that he used fair trade and anti-dumping subsidy tariffs. And there's a whole process for that.
And in terms of how that would affect the auto industry?
It's such a complex supply chain. It depends on where the vehicles are assembled. It depends on where the country of origin of the components come from. So, for example, a lot of the parts and the components are still exempt on this continent under the current USMCA agreement. But if you're importing parts from other countries outside of that agreement, it does impact you. The 25% on imported vehicles outside of those countries does apply. So it's actually quite complex, has been for some time, and this may muddle it up a little bit more here.
The trade deal between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada was coming up for review this year. With this new ruling on tariffs, even with the cross-pollination between Mexico, the U.S., and Canada, for automakers in particular, as they're having parts and vehicles go back and forth, do you think now that they're going to try to look at this again, that the president would have maybe a lot less leverage to push for a deal that he would like?
Well, I'm not so sure about the less leverage. What I do know is our organization and many others that are related to the industry, we remain steadfast that we need to get to a renewed and strengthened USMCA agreement. We are stronger together with Canada and Mexico in the current supply chain. Are modifications and some things needed to be adjusted? Yes. Where that goes, we're not sure. Discussions are at a bit of a stalemate, and we're not really certain where that's going to go, but we have quite a bit of runway yet up to July 1st with regards to that.
Canada, in particular, had reached a deal recently with China to perhaps sell some of the Chinese vehicles in that country. The Ford Motor Company had talked about perhaps trying to set up their own deal with Chinese automakers here. General Motors has said they did not want that type of a thing. In your view, again, in light of what's happened with tariffs now, how do you think all that might play out?
Well, let's look at the Canada situation first. Prime Minister Carney has a tentative agreement with China to import a small quantity, a very controlled number of electric vehicles. That was a significant development that has drawn some criticism from the White House. It may complicate things. Again, I underscore that it's tentative. there are a lot of other things going on with regards to trade. And, you know, we're not really certain where a lot of this is going right now, Quinn.
Some automotive analysts had forecast that the impact of tariffs would force car companies to raise prices on new vehicles this year. Now we have this Supreme Court decision, even as we've said, you know, affecting to an extent the auto industry, but not totally ridding it of any of the difficulties it might suffer from having tariffs. So where do you see that going now in terms of potential price increases? Do you think that might be off the board now with this change in tariffs?
That's hard to say. Probably not going to impact things too directly. At this point, most of the companies have absorbed as much of the increase as they can within their supply chains. Affordability of vehicles is an issue. The average vehicle in our country is about $50,000 for a new vehicle, and that's a high number. Anyone who sells, distributes, or makes vehicles in this country is very hesitant to raise those prices any further. We have seen some creep. We've seen some charges increase, like destination charges on the delivery of a vehicle, and that's been one way they've been passed through. But there haven't been significant increases. Most of the time in any type of consumer product, when prices go up, they don't tend to come down too quickly. And so that's not good for the consumer.
One of the things you've mentioned a couple of times is the uncertainty of the situation. You know, I've heard many business executives over the last year or so complain that one of the hardest things about tariffs is the uncertainty that it would create for people trying to make a business plan. Now we have this Supreme Court ruling. In your view, is this making it even more uncertain now?
It could, yes. The key words the last, you know, really year have been instability and uncertainty. And if you apply those two words to just about anything, they're not good. But if you apply them to an automotive industry, which is a long lead time, complex supply chain business that requires stability and certainty to make capital decisions, to look at workforce stability, to look at supply chain. If we do have new tariffs, that doesn't give stability and certainty.